This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The U.S. Senate has voted to confirm President Trump's nominee, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, as an Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Mr. Corker. Mr. Cornyn.
In a vote interrupted several times by chants of protest in the Senate gallery, the final tally late Saturday was 50-48. The vote follows weeks of intense debate and contentious hearings in which Kavanaugh defended himself against charges he sexually assaulted California professor Christine Blasey Ford when both were teenagers outside Washington. Kavanaugh has denied all those charges. The vote fell largely along party lines, with West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin crossing the divide to vote in favor of Kavanaugh. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska voted president, or present, that is. Montana Senator Steve Daines did not vote because he was attending his daughter's wedding. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Tokyo, the first stop of his three-day tour of East Asia. He met Saturday with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and with its foreign minister Taro Kono about his upcoming visit to North Korea. Pompeo said it is important that U.S. allies be unified in pressuring North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons program. The secretary meets with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Sunday. Around 50 people were killed and another 100 suffered serious burns when a fuel tanker collided with a vehicle in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Roads in the Central African nation are notoriously bad after years of war and neglect. This is VOA News.